Four ways typography improves readability for web design. Hello, I'm David Grubb from Shepherd's Loft, and I want to help you design a better website. Today, I want to first explain these four ways, and then I'm going to show you some specific examples that demonstrates how typography improves readability for web design. So the four things are fonts, contrast, words per line, and paragraphs. So let me explain a little bit more about those. The fonts, there's a wide range of attributes, but today I kind of want to point out just sizes, colors, line height, and styles. For contrast, I want to talk about the difference in the color between the font and its background. And then the words per line is the number of words that you have on a line, a single line of content, before you go to the next line to continue reading. And also, we're looking at the words per sentences. Sometimes we can take the creative license to rewrite things. Sometimes we just have to work with what we have. But the recommended number of words per sentence would be 13 to 16 words per sentence. That's what the average is. The number of words per line on average is 9 to 12. That makes it easy enough for people to get to the next line down for their eye to be able to track from the end of the line to the beginning of the next line. So those are the kind of things that we're looking at concerning regarding the words per line. Paragraphs, if our sentence structure is correct, then we're looking at 2 to 3 sentences per paragraph. So if we do some quick math, two sentences, 12 words each, we're looking at about 24 words per paragraph. So high and low, it might be anywhere from 18 to 36 words per paragraph. And it's pretty obvious when there's, especially if you've got 9 to 12 words per line, it's pretty obvious when you've kind of exceeded that. And that's very important because it helps the search engine index the content. It improves the readability, but it also determines how well your page can rank for the search engines.